Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. We're here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. Charlie Polillo at 11 right here on ESPN 97.5. And we are a city under siege again today. Holy crap. If it drizzles, we have multiple floods throughout the city now. What happened to the drainage in this city? Holy crap. Kingwood. I feel last week,
I know.
Major flooding in
Kingwood.
We didn't
even get the rain. It stayed north of us. And my wife's like, oh, yeah, her friend Maravi. They're too flooded there. She's having a hard time getting her son out of school or kids out of school or something. I'm like, what?
I'm watching the 10 o'clock.
She said, oh, yeah. No.
Channel 13, 10 o'clock at night, kids are still in school. They haven't been able to leave school for all day.
Right.
I mean, what the hell? Kingwood, are you all concrete now? Is there any grass that can absorb some water in there anymore?
So much no one's paid any attention to. The city just said, eh.
Whatever.
All the drainage will be fine. Keep building. Well, but they need this.
Yeah, there's got to be somewhere for the water to go. Nope.
We've got some drains.
No, but they had it last week, too. You know, Tim Loadici at Wildcat, he lives up there. And his wife, we're sitting in, it's not even raining at Wildcat. She's stranded in Kingwood last week and sending video. So I sent it on to my wife.
Yeah, they're
over
not here.
Yeah.
And we were getting like, what the hell?
Well, yeah, what the hell? It's flooding in Kingwood, and yesterday,
hey,
again.
Southwest of us, I was at a Little League baseball game yesterday.
Why?
Like, we're like, why isn't this canceled? Why isn't this canceled? Why isn't this canceled? So I have to go up there because it's playoffs.
Did you get struck by lightning?
No, but I might as well have been. I'm sitting up there for an hour and a half. They wouldn't call the game. Like, we're just going to wait it out. We're going to wait it out. It's playoffs. Wait now. I'm like, guys, let me show y'all let me show you all this. And they're all looking at their radars like, I think it's got a chance to clear up. And if it's raining, we can play in the rain. We just don't obviously play in lightning. And then it's a consistent like where there's a consistent rolling thunder.
Yeah.
Because it's not sky to ground lightning, but it's just that consistent rolling thunder because there's constantly lightning somewhere.
Right.
And they're like, okay, well, if we don't hear any thunder,
We're in Palacios?
No, just
where?
Post Oak.
Oh, that's not in the south?
No, I was going to tell you. So all the rain would, like, we just kept getting kind of a more mild, rainy sprinkle. All this nasty stuff, as soon as it would get to us, I was looking on my radar, it would kind of dissipate into just more, you know, a heavy sprinkle kind of.
That's a bad sign for Post Oak. You go to the national championship, and now all of a sudden you don't care about kids? That's all you care about is baseball?
But Southwest, I told them, I said, hey, well, I said, y'all can keep, stay up here waiting. Okay, well now, so the games went from 5:30 and 7. They said, we're pushing them to 7 and 9.
What?
You
can't play kids at 9 o'clock, Post Oak, okay?
No, but listen to this.
We're worried about the kids now, okay?
Oh, no, listen to this. I was like, I pulled up, I said, well, see, let me just go ahead and do something for you here, guys. This is what it looks like right now, guys.
Yeah.
And so I'm, spoiler alert, you're not playing any games. So I'm just going to go ahead and take Mason, and we're going to jet, and you guys can continue to wait under this metal structure.
Yeah. No, do you think that's smart? Do you think that you would have been struck by lightning last night?
Oh, I almost did get struck by lightning.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I actually almost got hit by lightning yesterday.
No,
and when I do, and I'm just going to tell you guys this, when I do, you just need to say, man, that guy was the greatest handicapper of all time.
Del, how are you
going to
feel about it when Lance gets struck by lightning?
I don't care. Don't ask him. I don't want to hear it. Because, Del, I'm going to have to...
Did you get a fresh cut? A couple days ago, it's still a fresh cut. You look... No. Looks like a fresh cut to me.
No.
It's fresh.
Black guys have different vantage points. So I've learned so much about black guy
haircuts.
I got
mine yesterday and...
No. Black guy haircut, a fresh cut is earlier today.
That's it. Otherwise,
right?
It's not a fresh cut.
It's earlier today.
Otherwise, it's not a fresh cut.
White guy fresh cut could be, did you get a haircut? Yeah, I just got it last week.
It's not a fresh cut anymore?
Yeah, it's a fresh haircut, like four days, 5 days later. Bun told me he will go on the, like, There are guys who will have barbers come on the road with them, or it's a really big deal to go on the road for athletes. They were talking about this. Maurice Jones-Drew was talking about this with me one time. Or just this, I guess, just
last
month.
You can't go. Football players travel on Saturday, come back Sunday night. No, they couldn't go.
I swear on everything. They can't. They freak out if there is a, like, if there's a guy named, I think it's a Joey Diaz here. He's a barber. He cuts a lot of guys in Houston. But out-of-town guys go to him. And it's one of those things where if you're in town in Houston, because guys will come here to party for a week or hang out for the, so they got to have their guy. And, like, they just don't trust. I don't know. I got it. And MJD said, man, I went to this. He said, I came in town and my barber, he's got his own barber. He said, my barber wasn't available, but I needed it. He said, I just wanted to get it just edged up. That's all I wanted. And I go to this guy. He goes, oh, MJD, what's up, dude? He goes, oh, how you doing? He goes, just edge it up a little bit. Just clean it up, basically. And the guy's like, no, man, I got you. I got you. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, I'm telling you.
Just edge it up.
Just a little.
Or,
and he's like, no, man, we're going to make it look great. And he goes, you're not. No, you're not. He said, he started doing things. I'm like, dude, I'm told you already. He said, I almost had to get out of the chair on him because he said, I
don't want MJD pissed off at me.
We've had this talk about right. How important it is. James Harden wore a headband on the road.
Yes.
Because his haircut wasn't fresh. Remember, we were discussing what happened. Did he get a bad haircut? They asked him about it. He goes, I was looking rough, so I put a headband on.
He was.
Because he didn't get a fresh cut that day?
Yeah. Well, it must have been a couple days. They're on a road trip. He put a headband on, came home, got a fresh haircut. Headband was gone.
Look at this. I'm looking at this. Houston rapper Trey the Truth helps with rescues around the city. We're rescuing people. It's unbelievable. Look at it.
That could have been. So Trey was doing that a tremendous amount during the hurricane, during Harvey. He's out having to do that again?
Apparently,
Are we flooded out again everywhere?
Yes, look at this. Look at this car in this street here.
I know flash floods.
Oh, my God.
I did get the flash flood warning in the middle of the night. My phone was like, you wouldn't know because you're having drinks, but I was in the middle of sleeping on my kitchen floor.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why is Colin McHugh and his wife, Buzzy, why are they catching it here?
Why is apparently, his wife named Buzzy? That's not a hot name.
I don't know. Ashley Buzzy McHugh. Is that Colin's wife? Do we know?
Yes.
That's his wife. So this happened May 4th. May 4th.
Not that long ago.
Colin McHugh and our Buzzy, where were you when your city was underwater? Only the strong men, the fighters, the toxic masculine, like Derek Lewis, were out saving the weak. You need strong men for more than an apocalypse, dweebs. What? Colty Bra was the one going after Ashley Buzzy McHugh. Hey, this was tweeted at us a few days ago, and honestly, I was too distracted by what a profound idiot this person is to devote time to an actual response. If you're in Houston today in this rain, having just a twinge of panic because you remember Harvey, I'm with you, and I'm sorry. She's with him in spirit. Now, is Colin McHugh with us on the mound? Is he with us anymore on the mound? That's a question. I think that's a legitimate question. I don't care where they were. I don't care where Buzzy was during the hurricane. I really don't give a rat's ass. I want to know where Colin McHugh is on the mound right now. Because all of our fears from before the season started with 3 through 5. Now, Miley's been good. But, hey, man, and 4 starts in, I thought, well, Colin McHugh, he's proven me wrong. There he goes. And then, bam, nope. I was wrong about Colin McHugh. No, I wasn't. Wasn't wrong about Colin McHugh before the season started. I was wrong about him 4 starts in. And now, here we are getting our asses handed to us with grand slams on trash-ass Game of Thrones night, okay? Is that what it's called now? Tag? trash ass Game of Thrones.
Your crusade is really forced.
I know, it is.
I mean, everything has to.
You know what? I also figured this out. I can't believe it's getting into segment one again.
Well, it was Game of Thrones last night.
It's embarrassing.
You don't even know. It was Game of Thrones night. They had a throne there where people took pictures. Where Orbit was running around with a cape and a sword and a Starbucks coffee.
That's been what it's going to be. One of the most popular series of all time.
And they've done that before.
Why would they do that?
What they did what before?
They've had the
Game of Thrones.
They've had the thrones there.
Yeah, right. No. But did they have Starbucks? No. Everybody got Starbucks too.
So this guy who I was at dinner with yesterday, he was talking about the. He's from a PR company here. He's like, he said, "What'd you think of Game of Thrones?" And I said, "Oh, it was all right." I said, "There's some things I liked, things I didn't like." Me and my wife got in an argument about about Brian, and he said, "I liked it." He said. You know what I think is happening? I swear to God, this is it, guys. We're not going to keep going, but I have to get this out. People are getting upset because it's just not going the way they want it to. That's not true.
That's not true with me, anyway.
You know who Danny... I don't like what they're doing with Danny's character. What, turning her into the Mad King? Right. That's what's coming. That's what's coming, and she's going to unleash fire on everyone. There's nothing wrong with that ending.
No.
To have her become... Oh, because that doesn't happen in real life where people don't follow in their parents' footsteps?
No, your theory doesn't... It's not. That's not why I dislike it.
People want happy and sad when they want it with Game of Thrones.
People have said that... I saw someone tweet out something pretty good. Game of Thrones has always had plot holes and things that are unbelievable. But since it's magnified because of the last season, people are really pissed off about it.
It is dragons flying around, and we're like, where did Arya come from?
Not even that stuff, but just there are plot holes that they spackled over because they need to finish off a storyline.
It's just on to the next one. You don't even think about it. You're like, all right, what's next?
But now that it's season eight, you know you're not getting anymore.
Everything's hyper-focused.
Yeah.
I think that's true, too.
Boy, did director catch it yesterday because they were asking, why couldn't Jon Snow hug the wolf before he left?
Oh, okay.
And he said, it's a CG, so we couldn't do that. Oh, really? Like, the dragons were real? And he was petting the dragon, but you can't pet a dog?
Why does he have to hug a wolf?
Because didn't you feel bad for the wolf when he left and he didn't even say goodbye?
Too bad. Good.
He didn't even say goodbye to his wolf.
Good. Anybody who's worried about, this show's not good because the wolf didn't get a hug.
Right.
What are you talking about, dumbass?
Okay, so I just feel bad for the McHughes, first of all, because why are you being attacked by Harvey? Secondly, why are you being attacked by the Royals?
Are they known as, I guess, liberal SJWs? Is that why that guy went after them?
I'm trying to figure out.
Because why would the guy talk about how real men...
I don't know why Colty Bra was after anybody.
He mentioned toxic masculinity.
That's the buzzword. So I wonder if she must have said something. I don't know.
Something. We have a tremendous
Derek Lewis is a real dude, period. Just as a side note.
Derek UFC Lewis went above
also Juan Adams. Shout out Juan Adams, who listens to 97.5, another UFC fighter. Shout out to Juan.
We got the worst ever national anthem, and we got Mike Fiers. Okay, while Colin McHugh is getting his ass handed to him, Cy Fiers, who the Astros, congratulations.
With a no-hitter.
Congratulations with another no-hitter.
With a no-hitter.
Nice job, Jeff Luhnow.
What did you think about Tyler White and his ability to potentially come in and maybe give them some innings as a setup, man?
I like Tyler White. Well, here's the thing. He's never going to, wear out because he's bulky.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? He's never going to.
Yeah. Is he going to get guys out, though?
Huh?
Is he going to get guys out?
No one cares. No, it was 80-1. Who cares anymore? Okay. Just throw Tyler White instead of wasting. You threw Chris Davinsky. I mean, that doesn't matter if he throws. Fromber gave up another grand slam. Oh, well. Throw White out there. No one cares. Let's go home. Let's go home. The whole night was it's freaking the lightning and flooding around the ballpark. I mean, what a crap. Crap night it was. Right. Thank God the Rockets didn't play last night. They're playing tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll come back with the worst national anthem ever.
Oh. Is it yours?
No, but it's even worse than mine.
Can you see?
I don't know if
China
it can
has
be.
Some swing to his.
Can you see? Yeah. Nope, it wasn't mine. It was one that was even worse than mine. And shorter because, he didn't have half the words. So, Lance, why don't you, you know what he doesn't have? The people's trust.
Well, so at people's trust, I am constantly reminded that you can choose happiness at any point. For some people, you know, happiness choice of happiness is going to be about different things at different times. But one of the ways that you can make yourself happy is by saving yourself money or giving yourself more options. And that's what People's Trust does. It's a federal credit union that allows you to join. And it's in the past, credit unions have been notoriously difficult to join with, but they have just unbelievable rates for their customers. And so everyone's wanted to be part of one, but well, I'm not a firefighter, I'm not a teacher. Well, now you've got one that you can join, and it's right here in Houston. Go to the website choosehappyhouston.com, and you can open up your own checking account with People's Trust. And once you're with People's Trust, there's so many different opportunities for you. How about getting your car financed or refinanced? They're going to put $200 in your checking account when you do that. $50 just for opening up a checking account. $50 free is yours for opening up an account. They've got tons of ATMs around the city of Houston that are fee-free. And how about this? When you are looking to finance your home, if you're a new home buyer, they've got a program where you can get 100% financing, meaning you don't have to put the 20% down. Get 100% financing, and that's unheard. I've never heard of any program that allows you to do that, but they're doing that at People's Trust. Choose happiness, Houston. ChooseHappyHouston.com. Find a credit union to handle your banking with and get more out of it. All of the banking can be done online. You don't even have to visit the brick and mortar if you don't want to. Go to the website, choosehappyhouston.com. Federally insured by the NCUA. Certain restrictions apply. Why do you leave without?
No, said you should go. This is ESPN 97.5.
By the dawn's early light, whose right. Let me hear you, people. Please, the so bright a beaming, and the
it's red.
No, he doesn't know it.
The perilous light. O'er the ramparts we say dost that star-spangled banner yet wave.
Finish strong.
O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yep. Finishing strong. That was a minor league baseball game, I guess. It was in North Carolina, I think. Anyway, the players were all laughing. They were all like, oh, my God.
So unprepared.
How about
not to know the
words? So I wrote some of the words down in my hand. Because practicing it, I'd be like, oh, I could get stuck here.
I've had to do it once in my life. Mm-hmm. And there was one, and I've sang this song 100 billion times.
But,
you know the word. And then all of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute, what comes next? Like in your head, you have a minute.
It's scary. But I'm going to tell you what. That was even worse than mine, though. So
that was
congratulations
just,
to me.
When you stayed I moved way ahead. Had the words. There was nothing that would go viral about yours, other than it had a little swing to it. Oh, say
no, it didn't.
You had a little Sinatra in yours. That guy just had. They had nut. That was terrible.
Well, you missed Starboy yesterday. I sang that.
What is that?
Well, no one knows.
What do you mean, Starboy?
Right?
Was this John a Genius again?
You don't know who The Weeknd is?
Yeah, is that his song?
Weeknd,
Starboy.
And this is John was. Well, was he singing? Because yes. He sings. He doesn't rap.
He sang.
I sang.
John
song.
Was singing.
It's a song. Lance.
Was it John and Genius again?
John versus Genius.
Yes.
How is this not catching on nationally?
Won't be what?
How is this not the national?
It is. Thank
viral
you.
Trend.
It's. But you don't want to go nation.
You don't want to go viral.
No.
Try to do nothing
because
viral
people
with John.
Will look up my.
Try to do nothing viral with John Dell.
Okay, make sure.
Oh, I'm trying to get him out of here.
Make sure no one sees my stuff. How does this happen? Okay, this is the dumbest thing ever. And okay, Chris, who's Chris Wessling?
One of my people at NFL.com.
Yeah. Okay.
He does fantasy football.
He may be dumber than the guy who's just singing the national anthem. Top 10 offenses in the NFL, and the Texans aren't one of them. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
Okay. He's got Saints, followed by Colts, Eagles, Falcons, Rams. Then he's got Chiefs, Browns, Chargers, Steelers, Packers. How are the Texans not even in this? This is the worst. Okay. Your guy doesn't know anything about football. Fire him. All right. This is ridiculous. The 10 best. You agree with his list? You think the Saints are the best? Colts second? The Chiefs, I guess, without Kareem and without knowing what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill,
that's not a lock. They're not a lock anymore.
No, they're not.
Those two guys.
No, they're not.
That's a big deal. I don't. Oh, so the Kareem Hunt thing to me is, who did they pick up? Did they not add? Who did they add as a running back? Did they not add anybody? I do think Tyreek has a profound effect on the running game to me, because Tyreek allows you to do some things that create misdirection, and I think Tyreek is a big plus.
They got Damian Williams and Carlos Hyde.
I mean,
James Williams, Darwin Thompson.
You know, they could be taking a big step back, and it could be including the quarterback too. Everyone thought,
well, yeah, because the guys were running wide open.
Pat Mahomes is due for it's highly unlikely he gets anywhere close to 50 touchdowns. I shouldn't say anywhere close, but it's almost impossible to improve on last season.
Yeah.
Last season was an MVP year that was one of the great seasons, right? There's nowhere to go but down for him. And this is a concern for him, is that I don't think Tyreek's going to be there. I think Tyreek's done being a Chief, but we'll see. But I think Tyreek's done being a Chief because their background with Kareem Hunt, with Tyreek, this is just too much.
And they got rid of Marcus Peters of all of them.
Marcus Peters was a creep, and now they've added Frank Clark. I just don't think they can have – you can't keep Tyreek on that team. That's too much heat. So when they get rid of Tyreek Hill, I really think that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take a downward turn offensively. And the one guy who came out red hot – so what is his first year as a starter? It's a 50-touchdown season for Pat Mahomes. What are the odds that he ever lives up to this season again?
It's going
to
be difficult.
And so everything's going to be judged against the very best that he might ever do. Because without Tyreek, even if he plays well, I don't know that you're going to put those numbers in. I just don't know that you're going to put those. And he could end up playing really, really well. But I can already see, was Pat Mahomes overrated? And there's going to be all this stuff on these TV shows on ESPN. And they're going to be talking about him. And Deshaun, we were like, wow, Deshaun's not killing it like we thought.
Nope.
After just having 7 games. That guy put up 50 touchdowns and won an MVP. What can he do next year?
That's going to be tough to come back.
You're coming with Dan Marino numbers again, back-to-back? I don't think so.
I don't know. We'll see.
Not with that reek.
You agree with the Colts here? I mean,
What's his thing with the Colts? What is he saying?
Well, he's got Andrew Luck, Mack, and Heim. You got Hilton and Funchess and Ebron and Jack Doyle.
As the top offensive.
Paris Campbell.
I don't think so.
Is one of the top offenses? I don't know. I mean,
okay, so here's the deal. They love Deion Kane. He didn't even mention Deion Kane. That was the kid who tore his ACL. They get him back this year. So that was a 6th-rounder who really had, to me, I thought he had late first, early second talent. They got him in camp. Well, he fell because he's kind of a screw-up. He was talented at Clemson, so that's not why he got drafted in the 6th. So now he comes back. Paris Campbell, who's a very similar player, is back. And then you're throwing T.Y. Hilton at us also.
Mm-hmm.
And Devin Funchess. And Ebron. Maybe they are right.
Yeah.
And Marlon Mack is fine. But they got an offensive line that will wear you out. So,
if you're going by strictly talent. Yeah,
maybe Chris Wessling's right.
Maybe.
I wouldn't have thought that, because when we saw them last year, think about the wide receivers they had. Like, who's Zach Pascal? Charles Rogers, who is beating
Texans? Zach Pascal made the Texans DBs look like...
That's an Italian, Zach Pasquale.
Yeah. No. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't think he has the Browns high enough. I know that they're the flavor du jour, and it's we got to wait and
Where
see.
Where does he have the Browns?
But look, he's got the Browns 7th. Baker, Nick Chubb, Duke Johnson, Kareem Hunt, Odell, Jarvis Landry, Antonio Callaway, David Njoku, Rashard Higgins. I don't know.
They've got to be up there with one to me. They got to be up there with the Colts to me.
Yeah. I mean, as far as talent goes, I don't know that you – honestly –
Paris Campbell and Deion Kane haven't caught an NFL pass.
I don't know that you would trade the Browns' talent for anybody else's talent.
No, you got Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, those two running backs. David Njoku, who the only concern I would have for him offensively is can he get targets with the two divas that I shouldn't call Landry a diva, just Odell is, but you know, is he going to be able to get the targets he deserves? Because that's a dangerous weapon at tight end.
Guess what? When those guys are getting all the attention, here comes Njoku, and he's going to have a big game, or he's going to make some huge catches. I don't expect him to catch more than three a game, four a game though. How can you? How are you going to get the ball?
Four games, plenty. That's 64 catches.
Yeah, but now for a premium tight end, I mean. Look at what Ebron is going to catch this year.
I think the Browns right now are set up so hard for failure. Did you see where Freddie Kitchens is now trying to chill everyone out? Because that's a lot of pressure on him. Remember what Charlie Cashley told us? Hey, we don't want anyone talking playoffs with us or the Texans. See, it puts undue pressure on us. They didn't want that. Well, too bad, Browns. Now you get it. But that's awful fast to be calling them Super Bowl front runners, Browns. Freddie Kitchens like, hey, this is my first year being head coach full time. I don't know that I want that level of expectations.
Honestly, there's the expectations are huge, and there's going to be just like Pat Mahomes going to be tough to.
You see, Greedy Williams
tough to live up to.
Greedy's like, and then we're going to win Super Bowl, and they're like, shut the fuck up, Greedy. Can you shut up, Greedy? You fell into the second because you wouldn't even work out for teams. So you told teams to go watch your tape. I'm not working out for you. I'm not going to do these shuttles for you. Go watch the tape and figure out my shuttle. I'm sorry, did he just say that out loud to us? Is this a job interview?
Right.
Did he just tell us, resume, figure it out. Later, losers.
Well,
and then Greedy's like, hey, how did I slide to the second?
Hey.
I ran a 4-3, how did I go to the second? One thing you might want to tell people to go watch the tape and figure it out. That's one thing you might want to do.
Well, and another thing is, why is this tackling thing so important to everybody?
And Greedy's like, where are the flags? I'm supposed to pull the flag. Right. No, this is actually tackle.
All right.
Greedy? That's what, the ball's coming his way, and he just goes two below. All right, two below. Play dead. No. Ooh, I don't know how to tell you this, Greedy. This isn't 7-on-7 anymore.
You're going to have to.
This is real tackle football.
You're going to have to tackle. All right, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. In the meantime, what about you? I hope your patio is okay with all that rain.
It is. And actually, one of the things I had done from Texas Custom Patios, because this is the kind of company I'm dealing with here and kind of company you have a chance to deal with. After we built the patio, when the water came in, from the hurricane came in, we said, Steve and Shell came out and said, here's what we're going to do for you in case this ever happens again, with us getting floods all the time. He said, we're going to cut a channel drain right in the middle of your patio, but on the outer portion of your patio, and we're going to tie it into a previous drain that they had put in for me. And they said, this is going to help protect you. And that's the level of service that they give you. Not only is the product, the actual patio or the outdoor living space, whatever you want to call it, or the outdoor kitchen, not only is it top quality and top notch. Not only is it extremely high end, but the other thing is they will do the little things like that and that was after the project was done. I said, hey, can you do this? Not a problem. They added that. We started off with one idea, but then we added brand new windows around the house and brand new siding in the back to give it a complete refresh. We added two drains in the yard to help the drainage. He's got someone who can do a little bit of everything for you perfectly at Texas Custom Patios, and the actual ability to get out there on your patio and enjoy your time with your family, with your friends, if you're hosting or if it's just your own little place, you cannot beat that. I'll be watching a game out on my patio tonight, rain or shine, watching basketball tonight. So make sure that you call Texas Custom Patios. Go to the website, see their before and after work, and I promise you, no matter what your backyard looks like, you can have it turned into the home of your dreams, especially in the back there. Go to the website, tcplance.com, and see what they did for my before and after. You'll be astonished. TCPLance.com.
There's nothing small about your business. Your impact on the community has made a huge difference. As a thank you during Small Business Month, Dell is offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get a free external hard drive with select PC purchases. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. It's 877-BUY-DELL for tech advice and one-on-one partnership.
All right, time to talk about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Absolute Marble and Granite, just he's unbelievable. He's doing so much work over at University of Houston. Big U of H supporter is Jeff, and he didn't even go to school there, but he loves the city. He loves taking care of him. He's doing a great job for him. He's building stuff over there for the baseball team, doing some great stuff. But he's also doing it throughout the city. I mean, when apartment buildings are going up, Jeff is putting in all of the vanities. When, it doesn't matter what building it is. I mean, over at Damaris, he put in that bar. If you ever go over to 18th Street and see that bar, you're like, this is, and it will last forever. If you have a business, if you're home, if you have any kind of issues with your counters, with your vanities, with you, any kind of countertops that you want to put into a playroom for kids or outdoor, all the patio stuff. Now, he doesn't replace a brick in your steps. That's not what he does. What he does, he puts in entire patios, entire outdoor kitchens. And the choices that you can make are unbelievable. He'll help you pick all this stuff out and do a great job. You got a big job to do. Jeff Aronoff is here for you at 713-880-2822. 20% off for 97.5 listeners. 713-880-2822. Tell Jeff Aronoff over to Absolute Marble and Granite. You heard it right here.
Hey, Astros fans, be sure to head over to sportsmap.com after every Astros game for the Astros Daily Report, sponsored by APG&E, flexible, affordable energy. Visit APGE.com/sportsmap.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
7:35 here on The Bench. John, Lance, our old friend Dell is here again. Our very good, close, personal friend Dell, as a matter of fact.
I'm not your friend.
Well, you can race the mic fast enough to say that, Dell. Your Houston Astros taking on the chin yesterday. It's been too much of this lately. There's been too much of these ass kickings. I mean, not just losing, but getting worked by bad teams or average teams.
Well, first of all, they haven't played any average teams. They've played all winning teams.
Okay, winning teams. Do you expect, how many of these winning teams do you really expect to be factors down the stretch?
Minnesota could well win the Central.
You think the Royals are going to be a factor?
No, the Royals are a bad team. This is the first bad team they've lost to because this is the first bad team they've played and lost to.
You think the Twins are going to be a good baseball team?
The Twins are a good baseball team. The Twins have a very good chance of winning that division.
Seattle last year, and then they just disappeared.
Well, they disappeared at the end because they were in one of the best divisions in baseball. You had two teams coming out of here, the A's and the Astros. The Twins very well will. I mean, they all suck. Detroit sucks. Kansas City sucks. The White Sox suck. It's a bad division.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make them a good team.
No, but I think they proved against division. The Astros that they're a pretty good team.
That's just in. Did you think that was a great Texans team last year with that good record?
Yeah, it was a great Texans team with that record. Okay.
Stand corrected.
Yeah, okay. But we're missing. I want to know, Dell, congratulations. Lionel Messi sucks. Okay, you're a Messi fan. Oh, yeah, you've been telling me how he's better than Cristiano Ronaldo.
What's wrong with Lionel Messi?
Oh, he got his ass handed to him by Liverpool. Thank you.
Oh, you're talking about in Champions League. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a beating.
I mean, this guy is the James Harden.
So I'm having
Why do you keep putting Messi on me? I don't care
you
about
Messi. You
love Messi. That's a lie.
You slurp him up every time you watch him.
That's a lie. We don't even watch soccer together. So what are you talking about? Messi is not the James Harden because he's actually
won
Champions
League
before.
You.
I don't want to watch anything with you. I barely like working with you.
Okay, what has he won? How has he done in the World Cup? How's he done in the World Cup? He sucks.
Well, no, he's actually average. His team is generally the one who sucks.
Super disappointed his team.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the biggest stage, what does he do?
No, the biggest,
in elimination games.
Well, the biggest stage. Terrible. He's won Champions League titles before. He's fine there.
He's not.
He's one of the greatest club players in the world.
Club players. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as
accomplishments on the club level, league titles.
Okay, you know what a club sport is? Suck.
Well, that's what James Harden
plays. That means there's no real sport.
No, James Harden plays a club sport. If we're going to equate them, he plays a club sport.
Well, there you go.
And Messi's better than him at that particular thing. Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Zero titles.
He's won league titles and Champions League
all
titles.
All World Cups. Zero.
That would be like saying James Harden never won a gold medal. It's different. You compare their two professions and what they do. Messi has more accomplishments than James Harden.
Nobody has more. This is ridiculous.
Didn't your whole premise state that he was like James because he didn't win anything? Now you're saying no one has more accomplishments than James? You can't. That was a minute ago. What are you doing?
All I'm telling you is this: Messi sucks.
I don't care. I know you slurp on Ronaldo because it's the way you bond with your kid is watching Ronaldo play. I don't care about Messi. I'm not a Messi fan.
That's right. You're a Messi fan.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't like Barcelona.
Well, what happened yesterday?
What?
What happened to him yesterday?
I'm glad Liverpool won. I don't like Barcelona.
They shut him down, too. He was rendered useless.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And then isn't you Liverpool your team, Lance?
No, he's an Everton guy. He hates Liverpool.
It's not the same team. He hates Liverpool.
Same thing.
No, I hate Liverpool.
Messi was great in the first leg. He was terrible.
Trust me, I was for Barcelona yesterday.
He doesn't like Liverpool. Even like saying the Aggies like the Longhorns to win stuff.
No. Or Sooners.
Yeah, this, or either one.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah. No, Aggies, you know, you didn't hear, Aggies and Longhorns don't care about each other.
Yeah, no.
They're not the same.
But they're friends now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they'll spend every second discrediting the other one. Where I heard Aggies like, oh, great win against Georgia. They didn't even care. They didn't care to be there. And then the Longhorns be like, oh, super sweet SEC. Yeah, what about you're going to get roasted every year? And then they finish like fourth in the nation, fifth the first year. Manziel's going off. It's just, I laugh at how these two supposedly don't care about each other. Like, I don't care about Texas. Aggies, we've moved on. We're on to bigger and better things. We upgraded. Okay, that's fine. And then comments on Longhorns. Longhorns, Aggie's just going to blah, blah, blah. We don't care about them anymore. Stupid SEC. Aggie. Can you guys just either pull a Brian and Jamie and just smash or get in there and play a game against each other or just shut up about each other. Stop talking about each other. You all robbed us of being able to see that game. I'm a football fan. I like seeing rivalry games. And now it's just a lot of talk and a badge. A lot of talk and a badge. Blah, blah, blah. You keep finishing out of the number one in the SEC West, and you keep not beating Oklahoma. And stop talking, okay? Or play each other, one or the other.
They're not playing.
I'm tired of all this.
They're not doing that.
I'm tired of all this talking about each other.
Speaking of, mind
your business.
Speaking of that, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, if you want to come on down, Bayou City Event Center, Bob Stoops is going to be here. Gary Patterson is going to be here, and Dana Holgerson is going to have a round table. So if you're a fan of any of those, or you're just going to you want to hear some good stories, the three of them with some spinning some yarns about each other, it'll be fun over at Bayou City Event Center. It's go look up the Touchdown Club of Houston and get a ticket. It's cheap, but I don't know. It's you have lunch and it's going to be at noon. So if you're in the area or even out of the area and you want to come and see those guys, if you're an OU fan, a TCU fan, or a U of H fan, you need to be there. So that's going on tomorrow at Bayou City Event Center. That's pretty cool. Anyway, I don't know why I brought up soccer. I just wanted you to know that your guy sucks.
You keep saying he's my guy. I don't
he's
like Messi.
You
no.
Love him.
No, that he's Jose's guy. Jose's a Barcelona fan. You talk to him about
that. Well, Jose, I mean, how's that whole peacock thing working out for Jose? Okay?
We all stop with fearing the inside baseball. Stop with this inside stuff.
No, it's not. It's not
no
inside
one has
stuff.
Ever heard
not,
of.
It's pretty obvious. No, they listen, it is true. They have to do something.
Oh, yeah,
Keuchel's
that's true.
Not the answer. Keuchel is not the answer. So we can stop
Keuchel's going to be a Yankee. They're going to sign. You got injuries to two pitchers now. Keuchel's going to end up being a Yankee. That's where he's going.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
I could certainly see it. And I'm overpaying. I don't know about number of years, though, because Keuchel is really...
No, I'm not saying that, but he ain't going to be an Astro.
No.
I think he's going to be a Yankee.
And that'd be fine. Yeah. I'd be fine with that. I wouldn't mind. Would you mind?
Severino is...
Would you mind facing Keuchel in the postseason?
No, not really. No. Not really. He does not really scare me that much. I wouldn't have minded him with the... I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't have minded him with the Astros. I think he would have been one of the top five pitchers on this unit, yes.
Would you... Okay.
Not as consistent Keuchel as I would have liked.
Starting game three of a postseason series.
I give him... Hey, I've seen the guy do some stuff, so... I'm not going to sit and write him off. I think Keuchel starting game three is fine with me.
Here's the problem.
Starting for my team? Yeah, I'm fine with Dallas Keuchel over Colin McHugh or Miley Cyrus or whoever.
Well, I was listening. Buster Olney was on this morning, and he asked about Keuchel. And he said, well, first of all, he wanted 6 to 7 years from $25 to $30 million a year.
Okay, want one hand, crap in the other, and see when you sign.
And look at what happens.
Yeah,
you don't sign. Now the fear is this. Well, two things. That if you pick him up, and teams are actually looking at this, if you pick him up before the June draft, then you got to give compensation.
So they're waiting until after June.
Right. But the problem with that is if you sign him after June, how long is it going to take him to get ready?
Exactly. Because you can't... I don't.
You're not going to have him until...
Well, okay, so I think you can. If you really go out there and bust your tail, I think you can... But you can't go pitch in minor league games. So you can simulate as much. I mean, you can simulate your day-to-day preparation. But against who? Like, you can't even get minor league games in.
You can, actually. He can go to the Skeeters and go pitch.
I guess he could. Yeah, for a month before. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
It's not a bad idea. You should be an idea guy.
I kind of am. My idea is that Messi sucks and Dell is stupid
for
loving him.
Well, I'm not saying maybe not those ideas.
Right.
Just, you know, come up with stuff like, hey, Dallas, why don't you come pitch for the Skeeters?
That'd be awesome. You know what? And he, you know, he needs live work. I don't know though that if I'm Keuchel, I'm like, crap.
I adore.
I better not do that before I go sign with somebody because if I look like crap.
Oh, that's a good point too.
But you
still need to work it out though. You know what? Then scared money don't make money.
Well, guess what?
That's like people saying this, John. I better not work out for football teams because I might be terrible, and then I won't be able to trick them. You know what competitors do? Like, I'm going to go. DK Metcalf's doing everything.
Yeah.
You're going to draft me. I'm going to play football. Ultimately,
yeah,
I'm going to play football.
I get you. But then there's the Jonathan Singleton model. Okay?
What's that?
Well, I'm going to sign for $10 million right now.
That's a low character. I'm going to smoke weed all day.
That's right.
Not be a player.
That's right.
You know what? Get him out of here anyway.
Guess what, though? I got my bag.
Did I get my bag?
And guess what? George, a guy who loves baseball, George is getting a bigger bag.
But Jonathan Singleton
knew. Well, yeah, because he was going to get a bigger bag.
He didn't want to put in the effort.
Yeah.
He goes, pay me my 10, and I'll go smoke and be fine.
Well, how would you like 10 right now to smoke weed? You enjoy
that doesn't
life.
Seem like a job.
It seems like it to me.
How would you like 10 to go smoke weed?
Well,
that sounds like you're
paying
him.
Well, you can't say that to the Astros.
Jeff Luno's not paying him to go smoke weed.
I know, but Jonathan Singleton said, I'll get my 10 and then I'll go smoke weed.
Yeah. How about that?
Give me my money. What's that Players Association? Nah, I'm good. Give me my bag now.
Give me my bag. Hey, so speaking of which, I know what you would like to do with your life. You would love to be able to smoke briskets all day, right? Would that not be a perfect job for you to smoke briskets all day?
That would be amazing.
Well, how about if you actually knew how to do it? I met with Mike yesterday, as a matter of fact, from Brisket U.
Well, actually, one of my favorite ways.
No, see, stop. I should have never asked Lance about this because here's the deal. And Lance isn't even a professor here. But there's something called brisketu.com, brisket with the letter U. .com. It's university, Brisket University. And I'm going to tell you what, we're going on May 19th. And if you want to be part of it, it's like 30 to 40 guys get together for about 3 hours on Sunday. They teach you everything that you need to know about making that brisket and making it as good as you possibly can and beer, because that's what they do. Texas Leaguer Brewery is where we're going to have it. It's May 19th, 12 noon till 3. Learn how to smoke a true brisket, the tools that you need, trimming brisket, applying rub, pit temperature control, wood selection. Hey, and you know what they're telling you at Brisket U? If you've got ideas about it, we want you to offer them up as well. Now, if you can't make the May 19th, That's okay, because they have them all the time. But if you go to BrisketU, the letter U, like university.com, BrisketU.com, they will set you, you can sign up for one of these brisket classes at a discounted rate. Just put in the promo code ESPN. You can sign up for any of their classes, not just the May 19th, but any of their classes, and you're getting it for $64. You're having beer all day, and you're learning how. This is a great Father's Day present, too, for your dad, okay? Or you guys can do it together. That's something that you two can do together. Or dad, get it with your son and bring him over there and teach him early how to really do a brisket. BrisketU.com, promo code ESPN.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. This. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Take it quickly. Oh, wonderful thinking. Origi, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant from Liverpool. And for Barcelona, chaotic, catastrophic. It's four, and they do lead now, not just on the night, but on aggregate.
But have a look here. He thinks, yeah, I can see him.
Milner is far too crafty to let Barcelona get on the ball here. It's over. It's done. It's a sensation at Anfield. Liverpool have pulled it out of the fire.
Would your kids be proud of you just now, Lance?
Mm-hmm. I don't care. They're front runners.
But do they?
I got one kid that cheers for Everton. Rest of them, they're not good enough for the rest of them. Little T-shirt LeBron fans.
Yeah. No, see, this is wrong. No.
We like Giannis.
Well, yeah, of course, because he's a great player.
Why would you not like him?
Well, so is James Harden.
Yeah.
How about your guy?
They won't
love your guy.
They like Harden, okay.
Yeah,
Kyrie's got the sickest handles,
so he's a loser.
He does have a title.
Well, kind of.
No, he does.
No, kind of. That was Carl Lewis, bad at national. Not only did Granato do a great job of singing the anthem, but he also was pacing the mound like a caged animal. That's not true. That is not true. I was working the crowd. When you sing to the people,
Only if you're doing a Vegas show like Frank. Say.
You don't have a residency in Vegas. You sing the national anthem. You're supposed to
the crowd.
Sit still.
No, you're not.
And look and have
you're
your hand over your heart and look at the flag and be American.
No.
Okay?
You got to sing.
Try to be American and look at the flag and sing like you're supposed to do, John.
Can you see?
I'm working the crowd.
You work the crowd. So that's where this guy was working the crowd. If you haven't seen the video of him, he was working the crowd.
I'm going to be honest with you. I heard the audio.
It was the worst.
I don't want to see the video.
You should see what he was wearing. He looks like exactly like you would think. 754 ESPN 97.5. Honestly, we talked about Brian Gain taking the free agency period off.
You know why they did that, right?
Because they don't want to spend any money. Whatever.
No, comp picks. Every guy you signed. You know what they ended up signing? All the guys they signed?
No comp picks because they're not any good.
No. Matt Khalil, that doesn't count against I'm doing a comp pick article today for NFL.com. It will come out. And the Texans, so what the Texans did was they signed guys who are, so they had to sign picks, right, to fill out the roster or whatever. Not picks, they had to sign players. Anybody who gets cut or not tendered from their previous contract doesn't count in the formula. So the Texans made sure that they're going to get their comp picks. Like, they'll get a third for Tyrann Mathieu.
Do you know what that means, Lance? You know what that really means?
You know who else is doing that?
Is you don't get any good players.
No, you know who else is doing that? The Patriots, the Ravens. Ozzie Newsome is one of the big creators. The good teams do this now. They let guys like Tyrann Mathieu walk, but they don't sign an equal APY player like that because they want the third-round comp. And so that's why... There's a reason the Patriots always have a ton of picks.
Well, yeah, I get
that and the trade back.
No, and, but I'm just saying this is something
the,
I need.
And the Patriots have Tom Brady.
I get it, but this needs to be out there because this is 100% what the Texans were doing.
Because the Patriots do it that way. They have Tom Brady.
I'm just explaining to you why the Texans didn't want to just sign crap.
I get the comp pick.
But they didn't want to sign crap players.
But here's the deal. Is sometimes you can get good football players.
Who were the good players you wanted?
Well, there are, maybe there's somebody better than Matt Khalil.
They needed – no, they had Trent Brown. You could have paid $70 million for Trent Brown. That's just not a good – I can't live in a world where
and the Patriots signed Stephon Gilmore, last year. Well, a guy who made a huge difference in the Super Bowl, and he paid him $60 million. Don't tell me that the Patriots don't sign anybody.
Want? Who did you want? I know the Patriots.
When you know what they had a need and they went out and got a guy.
The Patriots signed a guy. They let people walk all the time.
But the Texans don't sign anyone.
But there who did you want this year?
Lance, who do you – you mentioned Matt Khalil.
I mean, we can't just say that and then not
I'm
come
giving
up
you
with
a name.
Guy.
I want you to, your Go opinion ahead. On this guy, who is a guy who was cut, so it wouldn't hurt their comp. What do you think of Ryan Schrader, tackle out of Atlanta?
The right tackle they had there. I mean, he's a zone tackle. He's not very strong, but I think he's worth a look. But he's a zone scheme guy. He lacks strength.
And it looks like the Patriots are the front runners. I think Rapoport reported yesterday.
He's
going to be a Patriot.
Of course. He's a guy who reminds you of, you know, all the guys that they get. Although that's not really fair because when you think about some of the guys they've had recently. But he's a guy that I would have considered.
As opposed to Matt Khalil?
Well, when did Schrader get cut?
He got cut March 13th. When did they sign Khalil?
It was after that.
Yeah, so he's a guy that doesn't affect the comp. I know he's probably going to cost more than Matt Khalil, because this guy can actually play and start.
Did you... Okay, so if you pick up... Yeah, if you...
He was cut, so it's not going
to
affect anything.
Rules. Yeah. Right. I'm trying to remember all the rules.
I mean, this offseason, there was a Ronald Darby out there.
But coming off an ACL.
Yeah, okay. But he was still... Well, let's see if he's any good, though. I mean, coming off an ACL doesn't mean as nearly as much as it used to. I mean, it doesn't. Well, you know that.
It doesn't in certain positions, but at corners, you typically aren't going to give... There's a reason Ronald Darby got a one-year deal and waited forever, right? And Ronald Darby has to hit their height, weight, speed stuff. Right. I'm just telling you how it works. You don't have to agree with it, but they want certain measurables.
I get that.
And I think I like Darby coming out. Darby's been just okay. There's a reason he's available also. He's been just okay. But, I mean, I don't know because we like Darby's name better than the other guys. Bradley Roby before last year was definitely better than Darby. Bradley Roby had a bad year last year. Before that, he'd been pretty good with the Broncos. So I don't know what happened last year with Bradley Roby where he struggled. Because it went downhill for him, I guess, because he was available for a one-year deal also. Yeah. I mean, if Bradley Roby's good, they're hanging on to him. They're a team that's lost Aqib Talib. Now Chris Harris is all pissed off and wants out of there. So, I mean, they let Bradley Roby. I always say this. If a team's letting a good player walk, you got to ask yourself how come. Why? Why did the Texans let Tyrann Mathieu walk? Why did Arizona let
Tyrann
Mathieu
walk? Well, they
tried
to sign him at a price.
Yeah, they had a value for him. Because they said, guys, y'all know that Tyrann Mathieu was out there when we were giving up 400 yards a game, right? That he was part of the coverage issues.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that, right?
Right. And
he was one of them, too.
And Bradley Roby was giving up a bunch as well.
I know. So they gave him a one-year deal.
Yeah.
And they were going to give Tyrann one more than that.
Well, yeah, they were going to give Tyrann more than that. They wanted to keep him, but they wanted to keep him at a price.
Yeah, at what they had the
as
value
as opposed
at.
To what
but,
to
you know, it's the same thing Daryl does. There's a finite value for it. It's the same thing Jeff Leno does. I mean, they have ideas of value.
I get that. I understand that. But the point being is that it seems like our general managers have taken they're taking free agency off. Listen, going into this season, we knew that the Astros were going to be that the 3-4-5 was going to be a problem. And you know what's happening right now? 3-4-5 is a problem. Now, before the season also, Jim Crane said, hey, listen, there's a trade deadline. I don't know if you guys heard. This is not it. But you know what is looking? It's looking like right now is that you got to do something now. Mm-hmm. You force yourself into a corner. And you know what? The Texans force themselves into a corner. They got to draft corner. They got to draft tackle. So it's not we're getting best player available. That's a load of crap. They had to draft need.
No.
And guess what? The Astros now are going to have to go and maybe overpay for and use minor league players that they don't ever want to do. They never want to give up anybody. But they're going to have to do that now because this is a window that you can win in, and they can't do anything with this baseball
team. We're turning out to be, and this is really not a I told you so, but
the fact was there was a greater chance that you wouldn't have the pitching than would have the pitching. That was just a fact.
That was a fact.
That was a fact based on numbers, because I am Mr. Baseball and analytics guy. And my analytics told me, I don't think this is really going to work out with what we're looking at right here, is what my numbers told me and some of my VORPs and stuff said. So when I looked at that and I said, I don't like the way this VORP is looking, I think they're going to need new pitching. And sure enough, they are going to. And you're right. The difference between the Texans are trying to grow a core because they know they don't have a roster that they need. The Rockets have a roster, and it's actually, I think, an interesting study of each organization. Here's where the Texans are. Some good pieces kind of floating around, but there's not really the tight core of young talent. The Astros are the ultimate. They're the ultimate in young core, and now they're trying to,
right,
to fine-tune the pieces. When you're like that, you can go and do what you need to try to win a World Series. And the Rockets are at that point, too. The Astros aren't in the same spot as
The Texans aren't
in the same spot as
no,
the Astros.
No, no, no. 801 ESPN 975 713-780-3776.
Don't move Kyle Tucker. I'm already begging you not to move that guy. Untouchable.
Wow. No, I'll tell you, Jordan is untouchable right now. I'll tell you this, too. Best hotel rates, that's untouchable, too.
Is it?
Best, yes.
You know how?
Yeah.
Besthotelrates.com.
Okay, where, if you wanted best hotel rates, would you go to, newfurniture.com? No, you'd go to besthotelrates.com. That's what you'd go to. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Well, yeah.
It makes sense you wouldn't go to a furniture website.
No, you would go to besthotelrates.com because that's where you're going to find what? Best hotel rates. Every time. Throughout the country, throughout the world. 650,000 rooms as opposed to Orbitz or Priceline that have much fewer. So if you're looking for the best hotel rates, besthotelrates.com, besthotelrates.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.